Rebecca, I gotta be honest. You post your cat on Instagram a little bit too often. You're always on vacation, and everybody knows that you sell lipstick. Oh yeah, Rebecca, you're such an awesome teacher. You tell me about technology and every brand new feature. Without you, I don't know what I'd do about uploading new photos to my story. I can't believe you make me laugh so hard. I split. Never met in person, but I still know you so well. You love your white furniture and groceries at your doorbell. We've got matching spirit animals, but we couldn't be more different if we tried. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, I'll be the tailor. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. I thought you were going to be in your car or something.
I know. Surprised you. And I got these
fancy
AirPods. So now I don't have to hold the phone up to my face to talk on it like in the old fashioned days.
It's almost like you're taking this podcast seriously.
I know. Another, since this is, I got it detailed and picked it up this morning. So really, the best place to podcast should be from my car because it's so clean and so nice.
Oh my goodness.
And now my kids are not allowed to wear their shoes in the car.
Whoa.
They're not allowed to. No, I'm just kidding. They can wear their shoes. But no more eating. That's for sure.
Yeah, I got a new car. Nobody can eat in there.
Have you stuck with it?
Well, we had ice cream in there yesterday, so.
I know. I'm a little worried I'm not going to stick to my rule, but I'm going to start strong.
Good. It's always important in parenting to start strong. We all know the ending's going to be a disaster, but we started well. The people who say finish well, they're not parents.
No. Exactly. God, how are you doing? How's your job?
You know, it's getting better.
Are you tired of talking about it?
No, it's getting better. So my son's birthday is today, and we're having a birthday party for him tomorrow. And because of me being a full-time worker now, I have not gotten a chance to like garden in my courtyard. I always, you know, do that before his birthday because it's when the wisteria blooms and whatever. Well, I only got to about half of it this time. And because I'm working on being fine with things not being perfect, I was like, you know what? That's fine. It's half done and I'm good with it. And I went inside and my dog dug up everything I did. So now it's none done.
And undone.
Undone, but I've spent hundreds of dollars. And so I am going to drive the dog to another neighborhood and let it out of the car. So if anybody finds a designer dog walking around their neighborhood, she answers the name Tonks and she is yours. Because I quit this.
Oh, Tonks. What is a designer dog?
Oh, like a fancy dog that doesn't shed.
Oh, they're called designer dogs?
Well, yeah, people, you know, because they're not cheap. And so she's like a fancy breed that doesn't shed and does destroy things.
Yes.
The gift that keeps on giving, taking your money.
I'm sorry. Did that just happen right now?
A couple minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Still having some feelings about it.
I can tell.
Before we got on, I was looking at like 8-foot gates to like block the dog from my entire life. How do I block the dog from ever looking at me again?
I think your plan to drive it, you know, I think you need to go further than one neighborhood over, though.
Just a couple neighborhoods. It'll be a random. But then my problem is, how do I handle how upset my kids are going to be? That's the problem. Not whether or not we keep the dog. I want the dog gone. No, I really don't. But
yeah, this is why we don't have a dog.
That's good thinking. I had something else. Oh, so I also, my nose keeps getting infected, my nose ring. There's no reason for this to keep happening. Stupid. It makes me really mad. I think it might be, I've decided it can't be my sterile technique on wound care. It can't be that. It must be that I'm having a problem with the metal. So I went and got a different metal and I cannot get it in.
You can't get the nose ring in? You got a different metal nose ring.
I got a different, and yes, and I can't get the new one in. And that also just happened. So the dog dug up everything and then there was blood everywhere from this nose ring problem. And then here we are.
Talking about birthdays.
Talking about birthdays. It's been a hard gear shift.
Is the hole smaller? Is the new nose ring? We need to problem solve a nose ring. Is the metal bigger in circumference?
No, it's actually smaller. It's just a different shape. It's a corkscrew. And so if you can imagine trying to put a corkscrew in your nose, it's going that well for me, which is not well at all.
Perhaps this is a sign that you're not meant to have a nose ring.
No, I love it. I think when I'm off the phone with you, I'm going to go to a piercing place and just pay them to put in my stupid new nose ring.
Okay.
Because I also have like some nails on right now. And so I'm having a hard time with fine motor skills in general. And I'm so angry about the dog that I'm still shaking.
Do you have dirt on your fingernails from gardening too?
Yeah, but I've been putting on gloves. But
okay, that's good. Because I was going to probably solve your whole nose infection issues right now.
I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but did you know that sticking to a weight loss plan is hard? Yeah. Sometimes when we don't know how to handle the thoughts that we have, those end up being our obstacles to hold us back from losing weight. But I want to tell you about Noom and how they can help you live a healthier lifestyle. Noom is weight loss in the palm of your hand, literally. It's on your phone whenever and wherever you need it. With Noom, you'll have a personalized trainer and your own support team for less than the price of a single appointment with a nutritionist or a personal trainer. And there's a community that's there for you. That makes such a big difference. They take the agony out of food tracking with a really big food database already ready for you. And they have an easy 30-second online evaluation that shows how much weight you could stand to lose and keep off. I like Noom. It's pretty fun, it's upbeat, and it gives a new spin on something that is not fun or upbeat, which is trying to fit into the jeans that fit you a couple months ago. So Noom is designed for results. It's out with the old habits, in with the new. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, which is Noom.com/SWP. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/SWP and start your trial today. Again, that's Noom.com/SWP. So, how about you? How are you?
I'm good. I don't have quite as many issues as you do.
Okay.
Going on.
It's good.
I already told you my big exciting things. I got my car detailed and I have these ridiculous ear pods that I told myself I would never get. No, AirPods. Is that what they're called?
Well, they're not called ear pods, that's for sure. Yeah, I think they're called AirPods. Okay, why do you think they're ridiculous? Because I love mine.
Well, I love the function of them. I think they look absolutely ridiculous.
People wear them as like an accessory.
It's stupid. They shouldn't.
Okay.
It's ugly. It's like unfinished piece of stick sticking out of your ear holes.
Yeah, it does. It does
just
look
feels
strange.
Like it's not finished. And the function of them is why I eventually broke down. And it was my birthday, so I got some money to spend, and I just did it. I could not believe how expensive they were.
Yeah,
I like was expecting maybe like $70.
Oh no,
they were like double that. They were 70 each.
Yeah. And the scary part still, though, is, like, the possibility of losing them.
Oh, I know.
I was in an airplane, and the guy, like, across the aisle and up one row, he had them in. Everything was fine. And then he lost one, and he spent the rest of the flight looking for it. And I was trying to look with him because, also, I had the same ones in. And then I started thinking, what if he thinks I found it and put it in? Like, how do I prove these are, in fact, my AirPods?
Why would you want three AirPods?
I don't know. What if he thought, like, did you have that one a second ago? I don't know. I just imagined getting into an altercation over whose was whose. It didn't happen. He found it.
Did you slowly reach up to your ears and, like, pull them out very discreetly?
And pretend to be asleep. No, I actually, like, got unbuckled and tried to help him.
No, oh, you're such a good Samaritan.
Well, because I understand they're very expensive and I've always had the same fear of losing them.
And the good thing about losing them on an airplane is that they couldn't have gone far. They had to be on that airplane if he had them and then suddenly he didn't have one.
But have you seen that movie where there was like that girl, I think it was with Jodie Foster, and then the girl was all of a sudden not on the airplane? So if you can lose a girl and not find her, I think. It's my hypothesis.
That's a good truth right there.
Okay, so should we talk about birthdays?
Let's do it. I'm excited. I got so many questions.
Good. Okay. Well, why don't you start then?
Okay. Categorized mine because a lot of people had similar questions.
Okay.
I really put effort into it this time.
Way to go, man.
Thank you. So we'll start with this one because I think it's interesting and it highlights you in your best light. So
me and my best light? I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
We need more of those.
Andrea K. Storzer, she wants to be intentional about celebrating and making her friends feel special on their birthdays, but she doesn't have time and she does a lot of things last minute. So she needs super simple ways to achieve that without taking up too much time.
Okay.
Besides, no Facebook messages or texts. Those are not special enough to her.
Okay.
And I just wanted to tell everyone what you did because I think it's genius. And I'm going to do it.
Well, like, I was going to ask, how does that put me in a good light? She didn't even mention me. That's the weakness of that comment.
You don't have any time and you do things last minute.
Oh. Okay.
All right. It's still going downhill. I mean, for my birthday this year, Emily sent me a box of chocolates through, was it Uber Eats?
Uber Eats. Yes.
So smart. You literally don't even have to remember that it was someone's birthday.
It took 15 minutes.
Yes, I know.
And probably it was a day late because I did not remember that it was your birthday. So there's that.
You know, it's okay. It's okay. My birthday was on a Sunday. You could have just said Uber Eats doesn't deliver on Sundays.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I was working.
Yeah.
As well.
So I just think that's a really, in our technologically advanced generation, we can figure out how to get a birthday present to someone that we care about that's really thoughtful that we don't have to do any of the work for.
Yeah. And so all I did was I looked in your zip code and I found a really cool little sweet shop. And I called them and said, do you deliver? And they said, no, but Uber Eats will. So that was actually the sweet shop that gave me the idea.
Well, it's genius.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to do things from now on.
Yeah, that's good. And then I told you, hey, someone's coming to your house in 15 minutes, answer the door. And I was trying to be sneaky, but then I realized because you said it, I'm feeling scared. And since I've never actually met you, It did seem scary. I get it.
I mean, I would have loved for you to show up at my door, but...
But I wanted you, A, to answer it, and I wanted you, B, to be, like, knowing that something was coming, but I realized just that little bit of information was alarming.
It was very scary. Yeah.
Yes.
And you also were so cute in that you said, I want to make sure it doesn't melt, because you sent me chocolates.
Yes.
It's Michigan, and it's March. It's probably colder outside than it is inside the chocolate shop.
Oh, man. I was thinking Texas is what I was thinking.
You were thinking Texas. So there you go. Problem solved.
Problem solved. I had one of someone saying, please solve the problem of gift bags at birthday parties. And then I thought, oh my gosh, I'm having a birthday party tomorrow. I forgot about gift bags. So she created a problem for me. But really, no, I'm not doing gift bags. I'm taking a stand against them. They're stupid. Mm-hmm. They're stupid. I hate now that kids will be like, what do you think will be in the gift bag? And what's the theme of the party? No, I hate that.
Yes. Change your expectations, children.
Figure it out. My daughter's like, I don't want to come to my son's party because I don't really like Ninjago. Ninjago's not really my thing. I'm like, do you understand that the party is not about the theme? They don't.
We're about you.
No, yeah, no, she don't understand that either. Nope.
I've been very lucky in this whole kid birthday world. It's not huge around here. And the ones that we have gone to don't do goodie bags. So okay. I haven't really felt that stress, but I think I would stand with you. I don't think I would do goodie bags.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Unless that's fun for you. I will take that back. When I was back in my, like, let's do birthdays, like everyone on Pinterest, when I only had one or I had two kids, but, you know, much more time on my hands. Mm-hmm. I did do goodie bags, but they were fun. And like, yeah. I wanted to do them. So if you are saying this is a problem in your life, you don't want to do them and you shouldn't do them because they are not expected and they're just going to get thrown away. They're trash toys.
No, you're right. Nothing from Party City is worth anything. No offense, Party City. I will say that initially, this is so funny. I've come so far. My son's first birthday, I made him his t-shirt that said one on it.
Yes.
Like, I hand-stitched it. It was, he still has it. His teddy bear wears it. So it's still around. It's fine. The second year, or maybe his third year, he was Spider-Man theme. I hand-sewed masks, Spider-Man masks for every kid. My daughter, we made hula hoops. And I think you were the one that was like,
I remember
why
that.
Why didn't
ridiculous.
You buy them, you dumb-dumb?
Right.
Good point. But like, fast forward to this year, I've done nothing but a little gardening that just got destroyed. So, and then, you know, I have a friend who's had her first daughter is about to have a birthday. I got the invitation like 2 months ago and it's adorable. A couple friends got a text from me like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
There's a party. Come or don't, whatever. I don't even care.
Right. It's true. The more kids you have and the longer your kids have birthdays, which happens every year, the less intense the parties become.
Yes. Unless you really want it to be. But yeah, you're right. I'm just in a different place.
Right. Some people, this is really, they love doing this. They love going on Pinterest and doing themes and
yes,
making the hula hoops.
Well, and I do like it. But yeah, we're not there right now. Okay. So what's another one you have?
Okay. So they have four elementary kids and each class has 25 kids in the class. So if you do that math, that's 100 children. There's a birthday every weekend. How on earth can we afford that? That is very stressful every weekend. But I have two thoughts. One, I don't think there's anything wrong with dollar store gifts or like stocking up on clearance stuff on the end caps at Target when you see them and having like a bin of really, really bought cheap toys. You know, I think that's totally fine. And then if you can drop your kids off at a birthday party every weekend and they let you leave the kids, then leave the kids and go to the coffee shop and enjoy it.
That's true. I get weird, though, dropping my kids off at people's houses I don't know. I can't do it.
Really?
Yeah, I can't because I don't know if the weird uncle's there. Like, I don't know what's going
on.
That's
true.
So I just am kind of weird about that.
Yeah, I guess it's, I mean, I haven't done that, so.
Yeah, maybe like you sit down with your kids and you say, listen, I know you love these three friends. These are the three friends you can go to their parties because they're like your close friends. The thing that makes me sad is, like, then you have that, well, maybe there's a kid in the class that nobody's coming to his party.
I know. Yeah, you can't do that then.
I don't know, though. It's just, yeah, there's just a cap on the amount of you can spend on a gift.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So when was the last time that you had a breakfast that you felt really good about? Not like a sugary cereal that you ate when you were running out the door, but like a breakfast that's good for you. I want to tell you about Daily Harvest Breakfast. I have really been enjoying these since going back to work because I have so much less time. They're ready in 5 minutes. They have real organic fruits and vegetables. My favorite part about Daily Harvest is that everything stays fresh in my freezer until I'm ready to eat it. They have more than 50 nourishing options for any time of the day. Smoothies, harvest bowls, their soups, and every single serving cup only takes seconds to prepare. I have not had one of their smoothies that I didn't like. They are all delicious. Daily Harvest is the easiest, most delicious way to load up on fruits and vegetables the first thing in the morning, before bed, or any time in between. Go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code SWP to get 3 cups for free in your first box. That's promo code SWP for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. That's daily-harvest.com. Okay, I got a lot. Let me try to find... Sorry, Rachel, you're going to have to say no. Rachel's like, would you figure out your life before you start this show? I can't. Tried.
Rachel still has a job?
Yeah.
You didn't fire her?
I didn't fire her. Well,
sorry,
I fired Rachel and I fired Katie. And then we
rehired them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's good. I was worried about you for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I still am. I'm so worried.
Oh, well, thank you. I really think that I want to just only do Struggle and Sisters and Problem Solves.
And what about some Just M's? Don't those go over well?
I mean, they go over well, but like, I just don't have time.
Yeah. I'd say just do those if you like, God is like, here's a message and it comes really quick and really easy.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. I'm not opposed to hearing from the Lord. But I just have to be realistic. I don't have so much time.
For sure.
Okay, so here's one. What has been your most favorite way to celebrate a birthday?
Your own birthday?
Or your spouse's or your kids? Is there a way you love to celebrate?
Yeah, we do different things for us as adults than we do for our kids.
Okay.
Should I just go into that?
Go into it.
Because I think it answers some of these questions that came through too. So for us adults, we get to choose what we want. Like, do we want a day by ourselves alone with no one touching or asking or talking to us? Or do we want a family day where we just all are together? So the adults get to kind of choose what they want their day to look like.
Okay.
The kids, we pretty much dictate it. We have this thing with our kids that started by accident that we're going to continue because it's so easy. We don't do birthday parties. If we do a birthday party, it's like, invite 2 friends and we're going to go to Chuck E. Cheese and we're not going to buy the birthday package. We will never, ever, ever buy birthday packages. They are so expensive. Yeah. We just take a friend to the park or to Chuck E. Cheese or to the indoor play zone and buy their way in. It's like a play date because we don't do a lot of play dates. So I'm a mean mom or
no,
I don't know why we just don't. So whenever, even
you have
if we
4 kids and one of them's an infant. Can I tell you that that is why?
That's true. Okay. Yeah. But even if we just had a couple friends over and called it their birthday party and I did nothing else except buy a store-bought cake for them, they think it's the best thing ever.
That's good.
So that's what we do for them. And I literally, we do go to Kroger on the day of their birthday and let them pick out a store-bought cake. Okay. And then they bring it home and they decorate it with their action figures, which probably is extremely unsanitary now that I'm saying that out loud. But they get to decorate it, or we buy M&Ms and they get to like put patterns on it with M&Ms.
They love that. That stuff is awesome.
It's so fun.
You know, I'm going to do that because I have not even started a birthday cake yet either, of course.
Just do that. Yes.
But I found on Pinterest, because my son's always like, can you make me this most amazing thing using fondant? And I'm like, this is not Cake Boss. I don't know how to do that stuff. And so I try to find something that's at my skill level, which I can kind of do some stuff. But yeah, this year I got little Lego molds that you can put chocolate in. So yeah. I'm making some Legos out of chocolate. That will just take melting chocolate and pouring it. I've got the bandwidth for that. But then put Legos on the cake, Lego figures, and then their little hands hold candles.
Oh, no.
Yes.
So cute.
Bam. We're done. So I'm going to go just to Kroger and get a blank cake.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
No shame in your game.
Oh, man. And he loves nachos, so we're having a nacho bar.
Nice. Oh, that's such a good idea. I love for when I did do parties or if we have people over, I love those bar type things. We've done like baked potato bars. We've done hot dog bars.
Fun.
I love the nacho bar. I don't know why I've never thought of that.
They do lights up when it comes. I think nachos are like pretty gross. I'm kind of anti nachos, but that's fine. It's not my birthday.
It's not your birthday. It's not about you.
Okay. Somebody asked, should I keep having parties for different friend groups? They feel like it's awkward when all the friend groups come together. And so they, sounds like, have like 3 to 4 different parties per
for themselves.
Kid per birthday. No, no.
Oh, per kid.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Their kid has a better social life than I do.
Just life in general seems really great for that kid.
I know. I get it, though. Like the soccer team they're on and then the school friends and then maybe the church friends.
Yeah.
I can see how that could easily have. I mean, again, I have zero expertise because we don't really, I would let them invite 1 or 2 friends and we would go, if they chose to go somewhere like Chuck E. Cheese, I would say you can invite 1 or 2 friends.
Yes.
I don't feel like that's awkward at all. Kids, they don't dislike meeting new friends.
That's a good point. Yeah, I think it's awkward for you because you're concerned.
Sure. And it's more awkward for me and my, like, I think it would be weird to invite like my work friends and my church friends and my internet friends, you know, like, I think that would be weird.
Okay.
But
you know, it's
not.
So funny. My neighbor friends and my church friends have become such good friends.
That's so friendly. Great.
That didn't seem
so
genuine.
Much, so
friendly.
Many friends
way to go.
Going on.
Anyway, but no, they, it's funny because each of them like a different one a whole lot.
Oh, and who are you to say that you can't introduce them to each other?
Who am I to say that?
No. Start a brand new best friendship.
Really? Some of them are like super into other ones of them. It's really fun. I love it.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, because if you think they're great, I'm sure that other people think they're great.
Right. Yeah.
So no, I'd say one party.
Yes,
and
for
don't
sure.
Even,
oh my gosh.
Don't even do a good job at that one. That's how I'm playing this game.
Right. Yeah. Okay, I love this one because I can really relate to this one. I got 3 people say something similar. So
okay.
I can't ever throw myself a birthday party. Is that normal? I want to have a party, but throwing it at my house for myself is weird, right? Or this person's husband hates birthdays because he hates the idea of people being obligated to attend a party or get him something. How can I make those days fun and special for him? And tips for enjoying your own birthday. So I, for a long time, until this very year, told everyone, mostly at work, because at work, we try to celebrate people's birthdays and bring in food and then go around and say like something we appreciate about that person or a blessing for their life. That type of stuff makes me uncomfortable. I don't know why. I don't know where in my childhood I was wounded. But I would tell them, like, I feel uncomfortable at birthdays. I don't like being celebrated. And so they stopped celebrating me.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, wait, I kind of like want to be celebrated. it's my birthday. And so they kind of were forced to celebrate me this year because another employee happens to have the very same birthday as I do.
Oh.
And so they couldn't like celebrate her and not celebrate me.
Okay.
Without it being very awkward. And so they celebrated me and it was so nice. The things they said about me were so nice. I want to be celebrated every day like that. And so it really opened my eyes to the fact that it's good to celebrate yourself. Next year, I'm going to throw myself a birthday party. And I feel very empowered by saying that because I know my friends aren't going to throw one for me, which is fine. Part of that is because I have really close friends from who don't know each other, basically.
Mm.
So I think I'm going to just really learn how to celebrate myself on my birthday better.
I love that. And I love that you've seen like that growth over time.
Yeah.
That's great.
And that it's not a humble thing to be like, it's just my birthday. Like, it's your birthday. It's something to be celebrated. It's the one day out of the year that you can, it should be all about you.
I think so too.
I say that to that girl's husband too. Like, even though he says he doesn't like birthdays or people throwing parties or buying him gifts, maybe he really doesn't know that he likes it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's like with my husband, he doesn't realize that he warrants great things.
Yeah.
And he should. And so, you know, just give it to him anyway, I think.
Yes.
And my birthday's a holiday, and I have a party on my birthday at my house every single year. And I do not feel bad about it.
That's right.
But here's the deal. I don't make it around me. I don't go, okay, guys, welcome to my birthday. And sometimes I invite people over and they don't even know that it is my birthday. I've definitely had people over to my house that didn't know it was my birthday. It was just a party. It doesn't mean that you're like, oh, no, guys, we're talking about me now. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't have to be like that.
Yeah, you could just get a bunch of your girlfriends together to go out to dinner. Just call it a girls' night if you don't want to call it your birthday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Your birthday's on New Year's, right?
New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you know I have a holiday birthday?
I did. And I got to tell you, I knew that somebody that I knew had a birthday on St. Patrick's. I knew it.
Did you wake up sweating that morning, like wondering who it was?
It was just like rolling around in the back of my head, like, who is it? And then the day after, I was like, it was Rebecca. Oh, well. Sorry. Here's some chocolates.
They're delicious. Those were not cheap, Emily. You spent some big bucks on me.
I did. And I told my husband and he said, that's great. You need to. He was fully on
board.
Very
nice. Because he knows you don't pay me for this.
Oh, is this hard? Is this taking a whole lot of... Oh, man. Listen, you can be off the hook for talking if it's just... It's taxing. I'm just kidding. Yes, that's why. It was payment for 3 years of talking on the phone to me. My middle son's birthday is the day after Christmas. I have forgotten to prepare anything for him for the last 2 years. But he's only two, so he doesn't know yet.
Sure.
It's upsetting to my husband that we aren't making this a special day for him. Any suggestions?
Yes, because I have a similar situation. Corbin's birthday is 5 days after Christmas.
Okay.
And I had a couple people ask about like December birthdays and Christmas. So we do this for Corbin, but we also do this for my other kids too, because I am I don't prepare well, but I love celebrating my kids and I love buying gifts. I think gifts is one of my love languages.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think ahead a lot of times. So what we've done, besides the whole birthday cake tradition, which takes no forethought, we buy them gift certificates. It used to be to Toys R Us, so that went under. And, we go to a physical store.
Yeah.
So we go to the local toy store, which I end up liking better than Toys R Us because there's not all the like PJ Masks and the plastic toys. These are like really great at our local toy store, like really great quality toys. And we give them a gift certificate or a budget and we say like, pick out whatever you want. It goes like up to this amount. And that's their birthday present. And they think it's the best thing ever. They're on this mini shopping spree. Maybe I've mentioned this before.
No, that's fun, though. I like it.
So it's no thought. It's become a fun tradition for us. The birthday person feels super special. And I feel like everyone wins all around. No wrapping.
Ah, yes. It's really good.
So good.
I always just put the birthday present on the table when they wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Open. Because I don't want to wrap either.
Yeah.
And it's funny because this year I just got my son a giant Lego head that holds Legos. Have you seen
those? Amazing. Yes, I have.
And so it really isn't that fun of a toy, but he was super pumped. But he's going to get a lot of Legos. So I'm giving him a container.
That, you know, okay, I'm going to toot my own horn here.
Okay.
Emily's like, what else do you do on this podcast besides toot your own horn? I gave my nephew last year, Kinetic Sand was on his wish list.
Oh, yeah.
So I gave him Kinetic Sand and bought a container for the Kinetic Sand.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister-in-law, I think I'm her favorite because of that.
So smart.
And it's so, to think about the storage of all the toys. That's
a gift for the parent right there, you know?
That was.
It's really good.
I wish people would treat me the way I treat them.
I know it, man. You are just, you're too good for other human relationships. Do you know what I'm saying?
Man. This is so terrible. I'm totally joking. If this is your first time listening,
She's usually the same exact way she's being right now.
Oh, gosh.
Why don't we have one more?
Okay, one more. Sorry, Rachel.
It's like she's probably like, stop making it seem like I'm angry all the time.
I know.
She's not. Rachel's the BS.
Okay, here we go. Gifts for people who have everything from people who can't make things. So gifts in general, she stinks at picking things out, but always feels like it has to be the perfect present. Gifts is her love language. I already know because I feel that.
This is what I've loved doing recently. I've done it twice now, and it's really fun. I always want to buy mugs at Target for myself. Mm-hmm. So I find a mug that I like, that I think they'll like. Then go off of those colors and get like a nail polish that matches and put that inside. And then if they wear earrings, get some earrings that match and put that inside. And then you're done.
Really good. That's really, really cute. How do you wrap it? Do you put it like in a bag or do you just hand it to them?
I just put it in a gift bag that I had at home that I took from someone else's birthday party. I mean, I don't take gift bags from birthday parties.
Oh, no. Right. Yeah.
That's someone gave it to me.
Stealing.
Stealing. I don't. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, I'm new at this practice, but I feel like if I continue with it, it's really going to work.
Okay.
I have started an Amazon list. You know how you can do wish lists on Amazon and you can categorize them and call them different things?
Yeah.
I started one called Thoughtful Gifts. So if I see something that I'm like, oh my gosh, my cousin, well, I don't buy it for my cousins, but Emily Thomas would love this.
Everybody stop what you're doing and make an Emily Thomas gift list.
Wish list. Using the Struggle Well Project Amazon.
Use the affiliate link. And then also send it to me.
Right.
This is such a good idea, Rebecca. Keep going.
I'll just put it there because I will forget by the time her birthday comes around on what that idea was that I had. But if it's in the Amazon list, because you can also put a note to yourself in the Amazon list.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I only have one thing saved there for one person, but when it comes time to gift that gift, it is going to be a stellar gift.
That is so good. I really like it.
I'm excited about that.
I've been trying to think, because like when I knew it was your birthday, I thought, okay, what does she love? What does she definitely not like? And I had to think for a while. And I know you like those one cookies that I can't say. It's not macaroon.
Macaron.
That just feels wrong. I don't like it. So I knew you liked those. But anyway, so I just think I've been trying to look at a friend and go, okay, if I had to get her something right now, do I know enough about her to get something that she, do I know what color she likes? Do I know if she has her ears pierced? Do I know, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of a good little practice because it is really convicting when somebody's birthday comes up and you're like, I don't know anything. Like I consider her a friend and I don't know at all what to get.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Means you're a really bad friend.
It means, yeah, you need to get a apology card and say, sorry, I have missed the boat.
Sorry, yeah.
Don't even know you.
Happy birthday.
We're basically strangers. Oh, man. All right. Well, I feel like we, oh, did you have another one?
I did, but it's okay.
Do it. No.
You don't want to hear it. We don't have to.
No, I really don't want to hear it, but please go ahead. I'm just kidding.
This is from my new Instagram friend, Julie, who came to my house to meet me. And I'm so happy she did when she was in town. She said, I'm sorry.
Let's pause for a second. Children, if you're listening, if you meet people on the internet, don't invite them into your house, even if they say they are just like you and they just want to meet you don't do it.
Just don't do it. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead with your crazy serial killer friend, Julie.
What is an appropriate etiquette for birthday greetings? I used to look forward to birthday phone calls, but slowly those have turned into birthday texts and even worse, Facebook wall posts. Am I the only one that thinks a phone call is the only acceptable way to wish happy birthday to close family and friends, or am I old fashioned?
That's good.
Sounds good.
I still call people on their birthdays.
Like, to how many degrees out do you call?
Not that many degrees out.
Okay. So your mom, your brother, your sister.
Yeah. Basically.
Friends. Do you call friends or do you text friends?
usually call them or give them like a Voxer.
Like, oh yeah, Voxer is such a good idea. Or if you don't have Voxer, you can do voice message on text message. I wonder how Julie, because I feel like Julie has very high standards here. I wonder how she feels about the voice message on the text.
Yeah. Or Julie, like I'll have my kids like sing happy birthday on a video and then I'll text that, because then it's kind of a little bit more than just a text.
Right. You don't reuse the video year to year, do you? You make a new one every year?
No, it's a brand new one.
Hot off the press.
Mm-hmm.
I think she needs to be upfront with her feelings. I think depending on who it is, if it's a family member, I think she needs to tell them that she really feels loved when they call her and demand that they do.
Demand. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, honestly, I have the opposite. I'm not even going to say that. Take that out, Rachel.
Rachel, take it out. Strike that from the record, Rachel.
I don't like my birthday for that reason, because my phone blows up and everyone's calling me and texting me and annoying. This really needs to come out, Rachel.
Why is it annoying? I
don't know. I think it's more the phone calls.
So you don't like the phone calls. This can't come out, no. Rachel. Rachel, keep it in.
At least a boss. I don't like the phone calls on my birthday. I would much rather have a text or a Facebook message. Even better would be, like, I feel like the best of both worlds would be that voicemail text where I get to hear someone's voice, but I don't have to then, after they wish me happy birthday, so how are you? Oh, I'm good. Like, happy birthday, leave me alone to enjoy the rest of my day.
Okay, yeah. See, my family doesn't talk on the phone a long time, so it is a really short, but they sing it. And then they're like, peace out, bye.
Yeah. I would say mine is too. I'm just always, and it's not my, I'm
backpedaling. She's backpedaling.
Deeper and deeper holes. I like hearing from people on my birthday.
She doesn't. She doesn't seem to. You guys be the judge. But side with me, because I'm clearly right.
You're being so much trouble.
You aren't. You just don't want to talk to people on your birthday. I don't know. It's going to be fine. I don't think you're going to lose a lot of relationships. How many relationships do you think you're going to lose over that comment?
Probably just two.
Okay.
You can handle that.
That's fine.
You got a surplus.
You've got margin for two losses. That's fine. All right. Listen, though, we got to go.
And we hope you all have a happy birthday.
And if you remember Rebecca on her birthday, don't reach out in any way, shape, or form.
No, do. I want to celebrate myself.
She wants to celebrate herself. Don't talk about the weather. Don't say, like, what about them Cubs?
Just send me presents.
Send her presents and say, we celebrate you. Goodbye.
Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll all fall away. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the same.